The surprise discovery of a structural crack in many of SEPTA's regional rail cars made for a rough commute today. I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. SEPTA pulled 120 Silver Liner 5 train cars out of service, leading to delays this morning. WHYY's Laura Benchoff joins us from Suburban Station in Center City, Philadelphia, to offer a look at the afternoon commute and the latest from SEPTA. Laura, what are you seeing at this hour?
Hi, Dave. Well, at this hour, it's definitely thinned out here down from peak at about 5 or 5:30. But earlier today, platforms were jammed thick with people waiting on a bunch of different trains. I counted dozens of delayed trains, and SEPTA agents had to help load people onto cars when they actually did arrive so that people didn't overload them. And today was the first day back to work for a lot of people, so some said delays this morning took them by surprise. SEPTA Assistant General Manager Ron Hopkins gave a rundown of what the morning's commute looked like earlier today.
We added an early train on each of the lines. They were full. So we saw that all the way up through the rush hour, which is what we expected. That's what caused some of the delays. And we did have about six trains that had to bypass stations.
Laura, what's the latest on the structural issue? And perhaps more importantly for commuters, how quickly SEPTA can get those cars back out?
Well, that was at a press conference earlier today, and a few details emerged. You know, we know that this load-bearing beam is cracked, but nothing too concrete about moving forward. SEPTA officials say they're looking into a bunch of issues and ways to fix the problem, the congestion, including leasing cars from other states or from Amtrak, or possibly welding the broken piece. General Manager Jeff Knuppel was on hand at that press conference and said they're still figuring out how to get those Silver Liner 5s back out there.
It all comes down to how much of the fleet could we do a quicker repair with versus do we have to replace these beams on every car.
And, you know, he also said some cars were more damaged than others, and they're still looking into the extent of the cracks, which they say were caused by fatigue rather than some sort of sudden catastrophic break.
Laura, this bunch of issues sounds like it'll take a bunch of money to restore. Is there finger pointing yet as to who's responsible?
That's a really good question. You know, these cars were built in South Philly by a company called Hyundai Rotem. And, you know, SEPTA officials said at an earlier press conference on Monday, that they're keeping track of costs, but have kind of deferred most questions about what was in the contract with Hyundai Rotem and whether or not they'll be on the hook for this.
There's certainly going to be a long road on this, even beyond once all the Silver Liner 5s are in place, of looking at what happened, who's responsible, and how that will be dealt with.
That's WHYY's Laura Benchoff joining us live from the line from Suburban Station in Center City, Philadelphia. And this note, Hyundai Rotem has not responded to our reporters' requests for comment.